This is a special, special podcast episode filled with gratitude and love coming to you from Alex Pardo on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How you doing, my friend? This is episode 365, and if you are listening to this on the day it is getting released, it is a special Thanksgiving podcast episode, and because it's Thanksgiving, I want to just start by expressing my how thankful I am for you, for the gratitude that I have for you, and for anybody who has taken the time to listen to, I don't care if it's one show or if people out there have listened to every show. I'm thankful for you giving me any time and attention, and I'm especially thankful, you know, for everyone who's just reached out and given me feedback, given me support. Those who have taken the time out of their day to write a rating and review in Apple Podcasts, and just subscribe and have shared the podcast with others. I'm just so blessed. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. And in about a week and a half, my wife and I are going to be in West Palm Beach for Tony Robbins' Date with Destiny. This is something that has been on our vision for many years. And my wife and I have been growing a family. You know, the last handful of years, we have a two-year-old and a four-year-old, beautiful girls, and the timing just wasn't right. And we finally made it happen, and we're going to be at Date with Destiny. It's going to be a jam-packed 6 days. So I'm excited to attend. I'm excited to grow, learn, and I'm really excited to come back on this podcast and just share with you my experience, my key takeaways, lessons learned, ahas. And I truly just believe, you know, in life, we need to be a funnel of quality information and just good content. And so this episode is going to be exactly that. You know, I was speaking of Tony Robbins, I was listening to Ed Milet, and I was listening to one of his podcast episodes, and he shared something he learned from Tony Robbins many years ago. And I want to pass it along, and I certainly want to give Ed and Tony the credit that's deserved. And it resonated with me so much that I wanted to pass it along to you. And so that's, you know, along the lines of just gratitude and being thankful, I think this exercise, and if you apply this in your daily life every morning and every night, I'm confident it's going to have a profound impact on your life and as a byproduct, your business and every other aspect of your life. This is something that I've committed to do. And so maybe you can walk alongside me in this journey. And this is something I'm going to be adding to my morning routine. And I'm starting this today. I'm starting this at the time that I'm recording this. And so I'm excited to, you know, report back in about 90 days, 6 months from now, and let you know how I feel and what it's done in my life. So we all know that our thoughts affect our feelings, and our feelings affect our actions, and our actions, you know, reflect our results, right? And we know that the best investment we can make is in ourselves, because nobody can take that away. You know, I've read and I've studied and I've, you know, listened to a lot of very successful people, not just successfully financially or in business, but just people that have well-rounded lives and people that I believe are genuinely happy and appear to be genuinely happy. And I'm usually pretty good at kind of cutting the fat from what people say, and really just cutting through the clutter and seeing what's actually at the core of their message. And ultimately what I find is that, you know, we're all just striving for happiness, for genuine happiness, and happiness can be accomplished in different ways. And what makes me happy could be very different than what makes you happy. And so part of your job is to really figure out what makes you happy. You know, it's for many people, they say, you know, I want the money and I want the freedom and I want this and I want that. It's ultimately people want to be happy, right? And they just want to enjoy their lives and they want to be with their loved ones and the people that matter most to them. But yes, so many of us spend time, and I'm talking to myself here, at certain parts of my life, we spend so much time worrying about what others think about us or what others are going to say. excuse me, and we let that fear paralyze us from doing the things that we know we need to do. You know, we all at times talk a big game, but is it followed by action? And so, you know, I one of the things I've learned throughout the years is to ask myself better questions. And so this podcast episode, I'm going to share with you an exercise that, again, I heard from Ed Milet, and he learned it from Tony Robbins. And it just, it really, really landed home. It really connected with me. And so I want to pass it along to you. And again, this is something that at the time you're listening to this, I've already been doing it. So there's seven questions that Tony recommends we start our day with, and we, and three questions that we, that he recommends we end our day with. And think about what happens when, think about what happens when you wake up. Many people are just feeling groggy and tired. They hit the snooze button 17 times. And so, you know, a mentor of mine told me years ago, you know, when you snooze, you lose. And that's always stuck with me. But think about how you wake up. You know, oftentimes people will grab their phone and all of a sudden they're in reaction mode or they're in panic mode. And it just, it sets such a horrible tone for the rest of the day that oftentimes it's tough to recover. I think it was Hal Elrod in the Miracle Morning that said, you know, if you dominate and control the first 15 minutes of your day, you have a very high probability of having the type of day that you want. Okay. And so when you wake up in the morning, start with gratitude and have the mindset, be committed to just owning the first 15 minutes of your day. And I'm not going to talk about morning routines because I've published a few podcast episodes on that. So definitely want to encourage you to look that up in the search bar on flipempire.com. But I want to jump right into the seven questions to ask yourself every single day. And here's what happens with the power of questions. And I've studied this. You know, when you ask yourself questions, your mind is going to go to work to give you the type of answers, okay? Whether it's a good question or an empowering question or a disempowering question or a bad question. So monitor your thoughts, monitor the types of questions you're asking yourself. When something crappy happens in your life, do you ask, why did that happen? You see, your brain is going to go looking for coming up with all these reasons why you experienced this or why you didn't get what you wanted. And that doesn't empower you. That doesn't help you. And so ask maybe, what could I learn from this experience? You see, that's a better question to ask. And so let me just jump into these seven questions. You know, when we start our day, we go through a certain, you know, ritual. We all have rituals, whether, again, they're good ones or bad ones. We all have rituals. Take some time out and ask yourself these seven questions. And by the way, each of these questions kind of has a two-part to it. And you'll see what I mean in a second. Number one, what am I happy about in my life right now? What about that makes me happy? And how does it make me feel? All right, so think about this. You're starting your day asking yourself, what am I happy for? What about this makes me happy? How does it make me feel? Number two, what am I excited about in my life right now? What about that makes me excited? How does it make me feel? Number three, what am I proud of in my life right now? What about that makes me proud and how does it make me feel? Number four, what am I grateful for in my life right now? What about that makes me grateful and how does it make me feel? Number five, what do I enjoy most in my life right now? What about that makes me enjoy it and how does that make me feel? Number six, what am I committed to in my life right now? What about that makes me committed and how does it make me feel? Number seven, who do I love? Who loves me? What about that makes me loving or why do they love me? And how does it make me feel? So think about what you're doing. You know, when you start asking yourself and planting these seeds in your mind, your conscious and your subconscious mind is going to go to work to go searching for these answers. So you're going to go throughout the course of your day, whether you realize it or not, looking for reasons that make you happy, looking for what excites you, looking for what makes you proud and what makes you grateful and what you're enjoying and why you're committed, who you're committed to, who loves you, who loves me. Your brain's going to go to work looking for that and it's going to flood your life. It's going to flood your day with all of these thoughts, with all these emotions, you know, and when you can control your emotions and when you surround yourself with the types of empowering positive emotions, ultimately that's going to make you happy. You know, do you agree that if your day starts with feeling some type of anxiety or feeling stressed or just feeling not happy or you're tired, that it's going to have an impact on the rest of your day? And conversely, do you agree that and these are rhetorical questions, obviously, but do you agree that if you start your day happy, excited, grateful, looking for what you enjoy, knowing what you're committed to, knowing that you're loved, I mean, think about how the rest of your day could potentially go. You know, which do you choose? And understand that it's a decision. So ask yourself those seven questions at night before you go to bed, instead of watching TV or instead of scrolling through Facebook or on Instagram or being on your phone. Unplug from that. And just even if, whether you do this in writing, which is probably more powerful, or whether you just go through these mental exercises, end your day with these three questions. What have I given today? How have I given of myself? Number two, what did I learn today? You know, how did I grow? What did I learn? Number three, how has today added to the quality of my life? And how can I use today as an investment in my future? Think about the power in starting your day with those seven questions and ending your day with those three questions. When you go to sleep, do you think your subconscious is going to go to work asking, hey, what did I give today? Did I play all out? Did I impact somebody's life? How did I learn and grow today? How has today contributed to the type of life I want? Am I living my vision? How can I live my vision? Who do I need to surround myself? And what do I need to put into place so that I can live my vision, so I can be happier, so I can give more, so I can learn more, so I can grow into the type of person that I want to be, right? Because we all know, and this was also, I believe, Tony Robbins that said this, is that we don't get in life what we want. We get in life who we are. So have you put in the work, and are you the type of person that's going to get the results that you're after? Think about that for a second. You know, have you done the work? And one last thing to end this episode, you know, as it relates to work, I've realized that when you put in the work, it gives you confidence. And when you put in the right work and when you're taking the right types of action, it gives you confidence because you know you're putting in the reps. It's like when you go to the gym, when you're consistent with it, and you might not see results in 3 or 4 weeks, or maybe even the second, you start to see some results. You start to see, feel more tone, feel more energy. You start to look better. It gives you confidence. And what does that do? It feeds it. So you go more and you continue. It's a snowball effect, right? And that snowball can be downward or upward. It's a positive or a negative. And so choose which one you want. Start your day with those seven questions. End your day with those three questions. And here's the challenge for you. Just commit to this for 30 days. Okay. And I'm going to be walking alongside this challenge. And what I'll do is I'll make a note that 30 days from this particular podcast, I'll come back on here and I'll share with you my thoughts, you know, and I'll be real with you, obviously, like I always am. I'll tell you, hey, look, you know, this is what it's done. This is what it hasn't done. This is what I've learned. And I'll just share with you the real. So commit to a 30-day challenge. Okay. For 30 straight days, start your day with those seven questions, end your day with those three questions. And I want to take it a step further. It's not enough to go through the mental exercises because you might forget these questions. Write them down. Okay. What am I happy about in my life right now? What about that makes me happy? How does it make me feel? What am I excited about in my life right now? What about that makes me excited? How does it make me feel? What am I proud of in my life right now? What about that makes me proud? How does it make me feel? What am I grateful for in my life right now? What about that makes me grateful? How does it make me feel? What am I enjoying most in my life right now? What about that makes me enjoy it? How does it make me feel? What am I committed to in my life right now? What about that makes me committed? How does it make me feel? Who do I love? Who loves me? What about that makes them love me or makes me loving? And how does it make me feel? And then finally, to wrap up this podcast, the last three questions before you put your head on your pillow, go to bed. What have I given today? What did I learn today? How has today added to the quality of my life? And how can I use today as an investment in my future? My friends, that's what I have for you today. Again, I'm extremely grateful and thankful for you. I appreciate you. I love you. If I can do anything for you, I will do everything in my power to help and add value however I can. So reach out and just share this with somebody, you know, because just a simple act of sharing this episode with someone, it's not about me. It's about the message. It's about the content. It's about this just planting a seed with someone. If I can just have one person take me on this challenge, I have a strong belief that it's going to have a positive impact, a profound impact on their life. And as a result, it's going to impact those around them. So again, I'm extremely grateful for you. I appreciate you. Thank you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And as always, I'm looking forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Take care, my friend. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show, but we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.